Hi there, this is Pastor Bill Woods, and I want to talk about something I think that we should put to a simple test to see if it works. I mean, there's so much unrest and violence that's happening in our nation today. People are even talking about civil war and all. You know, people are protesting and rioting and doing all kinds of violent things, trying to force change to their way of thinking. We see demonstrations and violence like today. They're having a demonstration about we don't need a king. Well, we don't have a king. But anyhow, these things won't do near as much in uniting hearts and changing and lives and bringing peace back to our United States as going to God in prayer and obedience and faith will do. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, I read from New King James Version. It says, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened." Also, Luke chapter 11, verses 9 and 10 says, "So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened." And finally, John 14, 13 and 14 says, "And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." I think that the key here is the fact that we need to go to God and ask God rather than try to take things in our own hands and force change that's going to be causing a lot of problem for everybody. A young man had been to Wednesday night Bible study. The pastor had shared about listening to God and obeying the Lord's voice. He couldn't help wondering, does God still speak to people? After service, he went home. He went with some friends for coffee and pie, and they discussed the message. Several talked about how God had led them in different ways. About 10 o'clock, the young man started driving home, and he began to pray, "God, if you still speak to people, speak to me. I'll listen. I'll do my best to obey." As he drove down Main Street, he had the strangest thought: stop and buy a gallon of milk. He shook his head and said out loud, "God, is that you?" He didn't get a reply and started toward home. Again, the thought, buy a gallon of milk. He thought about Samuel, who didn't recognize God's voice, and how Samuel ran to Eli three different times. Finally, Eli told him, he said, "You know, when you hear that voice, say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." And so the young man said, "Okay, God, in case that's you, I'll buy the milk." It didn't seem like too hard a test of obedience. He could always use milk. He stopped and bought the gallon of milk and started toward home. As he passed 7th Street, he felt the urge to turn down that street. This is crazy, he thought, and drove past the intersection. Again, he felt he should turn down 7th Street. At the next intersection, he turned back and headed down 7th Street. Half jokingly, he said out loud, "Okay, God, I will." He drove several blocks and suddenly felt he should stop. He pulled to the curb and looked around, and he was in a semi-commercial area of town. It wasn't the best, but it wasn't the worst neighborhood either. The businesses were closed, and most of the houses looked dark, like people were already in bed. Again, he sensed something. Go give the milk to the people in the house across the street. The young man looked at the house. It was dark. He thought the people were either gone or were already asleep. He opened the door and sat back in the car seat. Lord, this is insane. Those people are asleep. If I wake them, they're going to be mad and I'll look stupid. He still felt like he should give the milk. Finally, he got out. Okay, God, if this is you, I'll go to the door. I'll give them the milk. If you want me to look like a crazy person, okay. I want to be obedient. I guess that counts for something, but if they don't answer right away, I'm out of here. He walked across the street and rang the bell. He could hear noise inside. A man's voice yelled, "Who is it? What do you want?" The door opened before he could get away. The man stood there in jeans and t-shirt, looking like he'd just got out of bed. He had a strange look on his face. He didn't seem overly happy that some stranger was standing on his doorstep. "What is it?" The young man thrust out the gallon of milk. "Here, I brought this to you." The man took the milk and rushed down the hallway, speaking loudly in Spanish. Then from down the hall came a woman carrying the milk toward the kitchen. The man followed her, holding a crying baby. The man had tears streaming down his face. He began speaking and half crying. "We were just praying. We had some big bills this month and we ran out of money. We didn't have the milk for the baby. I was just praying and asking God to show me how to get some milk." His wife yelled from the kitchen, "I asked him to send an angel with some milk. Are you an angel?" The young man reached into his wallet and pulled out the money, all the money that he had, and put it in the man's hand. He turned to walk back toward his car. Tears were streaming down his face. He knew God still answers prayers. A congregation in the foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains built a new sanctuary on a piece of land that had been willed to them by a church member. 10 days before the new church was to open, the building inspector informed the pastor the parking lot is inadequate for the size of the building. Until the church doubled the size of the parking lot, they could not use the new sanctuary. Unfortunately, the church with its undersized lot had used every inch of land except for the mountain against which it had been built. In order to build more parking spaces, they would have to move the mountain out of the backyard. Undaunted, the pastor announced the next Sunday morning that he would meet that evening with all the members who had mountain-moving faith. They'd hold a prayer session, asking God to remove the mountain from the backyard and to provide enough money to have it paved and painted before the scheduled opening dedication service the following week. At the appointed time, 24 of the 300 members assembled for prayer. They prayed for nearly 3 hours. At 10 o'clock, the pastor said the final amen. "We will open next Sunday as scheduled," he assured everyone. "God's never let us down before, and I believe he will be faithful this time too." The next morning, he was working in his study when he heard a loud knock on his door. He called, "Come in!" A rough-looking construction foreman appeared, removing his hard hat as he entered. "Excuse me, Reverend. I'm from Acme Construction Company in the next county. We were building a huge shopping mall, and we need fill dirt. Would you be willing to sell us a chunk of that mountain behind the church?" We will pay you for the dirt we remove and pave all the exposed area free of charge if we can have it right away. We can't do anything else until we get the dirt in that and allow it to settle properly." Well, the church was dedicated the next Sunday as originally planned, and there were far more members with mountain-moving faith on opening Sunday than there had been the week before. Would you have shown up for that prayer meeting? Some people say faith comes from miracles, but others know that miracles come from faith. Several years ago, a young man approached the foreman of a logging crew and asked for a job. "Well, that depends," replied the foreman. "Let's see you fell a tree." The young man stepped forward and skillfully felled a great tree. Impressed, the foreman said, "Start Monday." Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday rolled by, and Thursday afternoon, the foreman approached the young man and said, "You can pick up your paycheck on the way out today." Startled, he replied, "I thought you paid on Friday." "Well, normally we do," answered the foreman, "but we're letting you go today because you've fallen behind our daily felling charts, showing that you've dropped from first place on Monday to last place on Wednesday." "But I'm a hard worker," the young man objected. "I arrive first, leave last, and even work through my coffee breaks." The foreman, sensing the boy's integrity, thought for a minute, and he asked, Have you been sharpening your axe? The young man replied, I've been working too hard to take the time. How about you? Have you been too busy, too hard at work to sharpen your axe? Prayer is the hone that gives you that sharp edge. Without it, the more work you do, the duller you will get. I believe it is time for that Christians buckle down and begin to pray for some miracles. Our United States of America is in real trouble, and we need to get back to being one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We need a great spirit-filled revival to see that happen. It will only come with prayer. It's not going to come with violent demonstrations and riots and all that's going on today. It's not going to come because Congress got together and finally had some sense. It's going to come from prayer. Christians, please get on board and begin to help pray. Bring our petitions before God. If you're not a Christian, you need to seek God with all your heart. Repent of your sins and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. Then you too can be part of the miracle that God wants to give us in the United States of America. Let's pray. Dear Father, I pray that you will give us those miracles. We see so much trouble today. We see such violence. We see people demanding things, Lord, that needs to be prayed about. And I would ask, Jesus, that once again you will unite our hearts together as a nation, and we will see things begin to happen that would glorify God. That will only come as we spend time in prayer and intercession with you. Please help us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. I will invite you, if you have comments, if you have questions, if you need prayer, write to me in my Gmail at lowercase revwmwoods@gmail.com. Or you can write me a letter at Box 4031, Sun Valley, Arizona, 86029. Or you can call me at 623-845-2741. If I can be of any service, if I can pray with you, or if we can seek God's counsel together, or if there's any kind of need that you just need to call and talk to a pastor, I would invite you to call me. I will welcome the calls, and I'll talk to you later. God bless you, and we'll be praying for you.